USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added far more private sector jobs last month than analysts expected. The ADP private payrolls report shows 571,000 new jobs were created in October, well above the experts' estimate of 370,000. Virginia will have a new Republican governor after a tight race on Election Day. Glenn Youngkin defeating former Governor Terry McAuliffe in a race seen as a possible bellwether for the 2022 midterm elections. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says McAuliffe could have had two big things to sell on the campaign trail, but he didn't.
If we had been able to deliver infrastructure and reconciliation in mid-October, he could have sold universal pre-K, affordable child care, infrastructure, and you know what? We're going to get both of these bills.
USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
On Capitol Hill, moderate and progressive Democrats are still trying to find compromise on the budget reconciliation bills, with moderates hesitant to vote until the text and price tag are finalized. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew joins Fox Business and says he does not believe the bill needs to be passed at all.
That particular bill is something that I think is something that shouldn't happen. And I don't want to have anything to do with that bill because it's going to spend much too much money on many things that we don't need.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is continuing to say she will not bring the bipartisan infrastructure bill to the floor until there are enough votes to pass the budget reconciliation bill. The first coronavirus vaccine for kids as young as 5 is ready to go. Parents can start making appointments starting on Wednesday after the CDC signed off on Pfizer's vaccine Tuesday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States still reporting around 1,400 daily deaths from coronavirus, but that number has been cut by one-third when compared to the peak of more than 2,000 deaths per day back on September 22nd. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CNBC he believes sooner rather than later things will be getting back to normal.
By Thanksgiving, we'll probably be through most of this Delta wave. And on the back end of this, prevalence could be pretty low. We could see, 10 to 15 cases per 100,000 people per day on the back end of this Delta wave. And infection levels will drop even lower as we head into the spring. So I think when you're reaching those levels, you're starting to think about lifting all these mask mandates. That was certainly going to be at that point probably sometime at or shortly after Thanksgiving, after this Delta wave has coursed its way through the population. Look at the South right now. The South, you look at states like Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, which had devastating Delta waves. They're down to about 10 cases per 100,000 people per day or less down there. That's close to levels we were at last summer. So those are pretty low levels. The prevalence is pretty low. So your chances of coming into contact with this virus is pretty low in those states right now. I think we're at those levels nationally, and we probably will be there at some point this winter. I think at that point you're looking at lifting this mitigation. It's going to be hard for some parts of the country. People have gotten accustomed to the precautions, and it's going to be hard for us to go back to interacting normally again. But we're going to have to figure out how to live with this virus. It's not going away.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.